thanks for tuning in to the HR Uprising podcast. I'm your host, Lucinda Carney. The HR Uprising is focused on helping forward-thinking people professionals deliver real lasting value in their organisations. I'm a chartered psychologist, speaker and trainer, and recently authored the best-selling business book, How to Be a Change Superhero. My day job is founder and CEO of software and training business Actus. This gives me the opportunity to work with other businesses like yours. We are focused on building a better workplace for people wherever they are located, with the help of our performance, learning and talent management software and our training and consultancy services. Every week on the podcast, I will be covering different topics and challenges, joined by relevant experts and real-life people professionals. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really hope you enjoy and get value from this week's episode. Hello and welcome to this week's HR Uprising podcast. And this week, I'm really quite excited because I've got a fellow podcaster here, but not just a podcaster. My guest is Bill Banham. He's the founder and editor at HR Gazette magazine. He's host of the popular HR Chat podcast, which is the most downloaded HR and careers podcast in Canada and top 10 globally. And is the organiser of various, well, huge numbers of HR-related summits and meetups all around the world, Canada, the US and the UK, including various of the Disrupt HR chapters, which is great. So you've got 15 years experience, Bill, in HR tech and HR media, and you're also Associate Editorial Director at HR Review. And what I really want to dig into here is, you know, you've done hundreds of interviews, haven't you, with various HR leaders, recruiters, etc. So there's so much content out there, but it'd be really fun just to explore it with you, what you most enjoyed, because also lots of our listeners may well, if they haven't found you already, find great value in the content that you deliver. So would you like to introduce yourself further, Bill?
Absolutely. Firstly, thank you very much for inviting me onto the show, Lucinda. It's my pleasure to be here today. Hello, listeners. As Lucinda mentioned, I've been in the space for 15 plus years, so since before I went grey. I'm Bill. I'm the founder and editor over at the HR Gazette and host of the HR Chat podcast, which is, as Lucinda mentioned, it's top 10 based on downloads in the world now for HR, and at number two, I think, in the world based on the category of HR tech. We've had loads of guests on over the years. I think we've got something like 750 episodes in total, including supplements. So part of my job is I get to listen and learn from lots of clever people within the HR space and other areas to do with the world of work. My favorite color is yellow, and my secret superpower is that I can play the didgeridoo. There we go.
Well, who knew? That is quite a superpower. So I've got a decent grasp of what HR Chat's about, because obviously I've been a guest and a listener to it. And you also, this HR Gazette, you've got a lot of the content out there. Do you want to maybe explain the different mediums for people, so that they can, perhaps where they could find them if they wanted to go in, because you've got good search. If you want to go and find something on a specific topic, it's a really good place to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. So the HR Gazette is primarily an online magazine. We do printed supplements when we're doing certain events with event partners and whatnot. So it's your standard sort of industry mag where you can go and search by different categories, whether that's employment law, DEI, leadership, technology, recruitment, you name it. And then we've got the HR Chat Pod, which was started, 2016. My goodness me, that was a while ago now. And as mentioned, we've got about 750 episodes out there covering, again, anything to do with the world of work. I also guest host the HR Reviews podcast that's called HR in Review. And there's another show, which we're hoping to get Lucinda on very soon, called the People and Performance Podcast, which is mainly focused on ways to achieve higher levels of performance from employees and also at an organizational level. And then beyond that, if you want to check out other things that I get up to, yeah, we've got those events. So there are a bunch of different Disrupt events in the UK, including the London chapter, Cambridge, Birmingham, Manchester, Norwich. I'm also one of the co-organizers of Disrupt Buffalo, and we do a whole bunch of events up in beautiful Canada as well. I am a proud Canadian as well as a Brit, so we like to get lots of events happening north of the border.
So somewhere for everybody there in terms of, I think certainly the Disrupt HR events sound really great in terms of, I'd heard of them in the past. I'm keen to find out more about those. So am I right thinking you've got three podcasts there you've just outlined? Is it three?
Three, yeah, you've got three on the go at the moment. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, busy man. In terms of the explaining the difference, you just said the people and performance one is predominantly about performance. What's the difference between the other podcasts if people know what they're most after, if they want to go and decide which it would be of most interest to them?
Yeah, so I'd say firstly, it's the audiences. So with the HR Chat Show, the audience is primarily in North America. It's 45% in the US right now and 19% in Canada. Then I think Europe as a whole is about 16, 17%. And therefore, a lot of the folks that you'll hear on the HR Chat Show are US or Canada based. People like William Tinkup, Steve Brown, Josh Person, Dave Ulrich, folks like that. And just like the magazine, it covers anything to do with the world of work, any topic to do with the world of work. The HR Chat Show is mainly with practitioners in the space. So they're not perhaps influencers and consultants, but more on the practitioner side, less vendors certainly than with the HR Chat Show. And with HR Review, that's mainly UK focused. So you won't hear as many American and Canadian accents on that show.
Because we have got, I say we probably switched the other way around. So, of course, the HR Uprising is predominantly UK and Europe, but we do have a growing number of people, and hopefully it is relevant to North America as well. So, it's a nice crossover there in terms of those. So, that's helpful for people. In terms of your, I was just looking at the huge numbers of pros and leaders that you've had on the podcast. Any that jump out, or would you like point to two or three guests, or maybe even two or three conversations that you think are real highlights if someone wanted to go and delve in and have a listen?
Yeah, so I've been extremely lucky to have had lots of amazing, very clever people on the show over the years. And we've covered pretty much every topic out there, I think, at this point, connected to the world of work in some fashion or other. I've got a bunch of personal heroes who I've been lucky to interview some of those, including William Tinkup. I saw William Tinkup once present, and he used one slide, and he spoke for half an hour, and it was one slide, and it was amazing. I'd always hold him up there as someone who folks should check out, particularly if they're interested in recruitment and recruitment technology. Steve Brown is somebody else I mentioned a while ago. Lovely guy. Yeah, he's like the Perry Timms of the US. Everybody knows him. He's very well loved. Great guy, and we've done a few episodes together, I think, including episode 500. I invited him on for episode 500 as a special guest there. Josh Burson, of course, because Josh knows his stuff, as does Dave Ulrich. So they're the two people that I'd highlight. And someone who I've recently had on for a second time is Professor Sir Carrie Cooper, who's based up in at Manchester University. That guy's written approaching 200 books. So if you want to learn something about HR and the world of work, he's a great person to check out. Whitney Johnston as well is somebody I'd point out. She's a fantastic interviewee. Gosh, there's so many. You said two or three. I've gone past that
No,
already.
great. I've just seen the one of Sir Gary Cooper myself. So I was just thinking I'd quite like to have a listen to that about the 4-day work week. Looks really good. And two of the ones you've mentioned were standout for me. So Dave Ulrich was, we had him on our 100th episode, and I had Steve on my 25th episode. So those are back in
Okay.
the annals of time. Maybe time to get them both back, I guess, as well. So really, I enjoyed conversations with both of those.
Absolutely, both great practitioners, and they have lots of interesting things to say. So I would recommend learning more about them.
So how did you, tell us a bit about, how did you get into this space? So you're now full-time doing podcasts and events and sort of bringing together the HR community. What brought you to this?
Well, I ran a marketing agency for a number of years, and we were looking for different mediums, and at the time, the podcast medium was just sort of taking off. It was kind of it was a new thing, new kid on the block. It was challenging other more traditional mediums such as blog posts and so on and so forth. And my learning style is I'm a listener, and I'm very visual as well, and it kind of suited the way that I wanted to be able to convey certain information to folks. And also, I think in terms of getting to know people, it's an awesome way of doing that. You jump on a call for half an hour, You get to know someone, you interview them at the same time, and then you share that conversation with the world. So it was something that we started, we experimented with, had lots of fun, and here we are with the HR chat for 750-ish episodes later.
Yeah, it's huge. And in terms of the, so you've got the Gazette and there's various other things as well as podcasts. How do you and your team decide what content to do, identify who to come on there? How do you work out, keep your finger on the pulse and work out what people want to listen to or read about?
So, firstly, we publish a lot. So, just on the HR chat pod, we publish three or four episodes per week. So that gives us lots of wiggle room there to experiment and to investigate different topics. In terms of what is popular, what we think what people would like to listen to, there are different ways of doing that. But one big thing for me is through the events. So I'm lucky to be host of a bunch of different HR related events. In the UK, in the US, and Canada. And so I get to sit and listen and watch awesome presentations, and then I'll see how the audience reacts to these. And on the back of that, I'll say, hey, you know what? We need to get this person on the pod, or we need to investigate this particular issue a wee bit more, and make an episode around that.
So you're really professionally networking, I suppose, there. And so you really, if you see where people are engaging, all the things that they want to come and listen to, and literally able to respond to that.
I'm a terrible extrovert. Yeah, that's for sure. I love networking. I love shaking people's hands, getting to meet people in person. It was something that we all couldn't do for a couple of years, of course. So yeah, I'm a big proponent of that. I think that experiential learning is a very powerful way of understanding new things.
Do you want to talk a bit about the events that you do, actually, the style of them? Because I remember the Disrupt HR one in particular, I think it's quite an interesting format.
Yeah, thank you. So Disrupt was started in 2013 in Cincinnati, Ohio, by a couple of folks. The lead person for Disrupt is a lady called Jennifer McClure, who's been on the HR Chat show two or three times now, I think. She's awesome. If you haven't heard of Jennifer, or you don't follow her yet, I'd recommend doing so. Her particular expertise is in talent management and recruitment. So it was started by Jennifer and another chap in 2013 in Cincinnati, Ohio. They borrowed some components from TED Talks, some other components from the Ignite series, and it kind of took off from there. The crowd went wild for it. It was going to be a one-off event, but it was so popular that they turned it into a global community. The typical format is that they tend to be evening events. They're not always evening events, but certainly the ones that I've been involved with largely are in the evening. So from about 5:30. You have an hour, maybe an hour and a half of networking, and then some intros. If I'm doing the intros, there will always be some bad dad jokes in there, for sure. I love a bad dad joke. And then it goes into usually 14 speakers. Each of the speakers talks for 5 minutes, 20 slides, 15 seconds per slide, and those slides are auto-rotated, so they do stick to the 5 minutes. And the talks can be anything to do with the world of work. So we might have someone coming up and talking about DEI, someone else talking about leadership, HR policy, someone else talking about company culture, you name it. The community itself, we're always very keen to emphasize this during the introductions. It's a very supportive community. A lot of these folks who are coming up and doing one of these 5 minute talks, perhaps it's their first time, but we'll also have big influencers like Perry Timms, who does it all the time, but the community is very supportive. And they get that it's a unique challenge doing that 5 minute format. And everybody has fun. And for the longest time, Lucinda, I was telling the speakers how to do their 5 minute talks without actually doing one myself. Well, I rectified that, and I did one at Disrupt Cambridge in October last year, in 2023. And I just spoke really fast for about 5 minutes. I enjoyed it, and I'll be doing more this year.
It's interesting. I thought at the start that both you and I speak quite quickly. We'll be able to keep this condensed. Actually, we'll probably get faster and faster as we go against each other. It's the rapport in there. But I can imagine that it's quite a, you go. Must be a bit of an adrenaline buzz to kind of keep it moving. But it must make it very energizing in terms of, and no one's going to get bored. If you've got 5 minutes, you can't get bored with 5 minutes, 15 slides, right?
That's exactly right. Let's be honest here. You can go to certain HR events and it can be a little bit dry sometimes in terms of the content. The thing with the disrupts is it's fun, it's energetic, it's fast paced. And to your point, if one particular talk isn't your particular cup of tea, hey, guess what? There'll be something completely different for the next 5 minutes.
In terms of all of these things, I guess we can get you to do this at the end and put it in the show notes as well, how people can get involved with them. Because I'm sure there are listeners who perhaps have even taken part in a Disrupt HR, but there's others it might be completely new to them and they might want to go and watch one or get involved. So don't know if you want to point us at that now or towards the end. When's the best time to get those sort of things?
Yeah, let's do it now for sure. So in terms of the Disrupt events, you can go to the various different LinkedIn pages and submit your interest there. Or indeed, if you want to shoot me a note. So I'm involved with in the UK. This is mainly a UK podcast, of course. So London, Cambridge, Manchester, Birmingham, Norwich. We're doing one in Milton Keynes as well. I don't think I've, oh, and did I say Manchester? I think I said Manchester. So if you want to, if you're interested in speaking at any of those locations, you can shoot me a note at bbannum@hr-gazette.com.
Brilliant. So we'll do that in the set, and there'll be plenty of those going on because this is going to go out in March. We're recording at the end of February, so there will be events imminent for people if they want to go and get face to face, get networking. Because I think some of them have still got a little bit ensconced in our home offices, and it is great to get those sort of communities going again, isn't it?
It certainly is. I think the way that folks interact has changed as a result of the pandemic, and folks are more comfortable working from home and having video chats and all the rest of it. But in my opinion, you can't beat meeting folks in person and then learning by osmosis just by being around other people and hearing their conversations too, and getting a chance to bond and get to know folks in person. I
In
think
terms
I'm
of,
biased, but I think it's good.
and you obviously enjoy it and you're naturally good at it. What tips have you got to people? Because I think one of the things about as an HR professional, particularly in an organization or working maybe HR department of one, which is a Steve Brown term, which I thought is a great one. How would you encourage people to make sure that they do build their professional network, or have you got any tips for professional networking for people?
Yeah, so I think online events are important. I think try and get your name out there, perhaps by submitting guest posts to different places. HR Gazette is always looking for guest authors, for example. Being very active on social, and primarily LinkedIn, of course. That's where the HR cool kids hang out. That's a big one. And offering feedback as well on other people's content. Lucinda, if you're doing a wonderful webinar, it's important that folks ask you questions on the back of that or give you feedback and get their names out there.
Yeah, absolutely. To just putting yourself out there and making that effort, not just lurking, just getting out and doing it, isn't it?
It is, and don't be a troll. But I don't care for these people who are trolls. But be supportive. It's a
Absolutely.
it's a community, and that's a key word there.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's so much that you don't need to compete with other people in the same profession, do you? It's actually get out and raise people up and share great ideas and take advantage of it. So you're
Yeah.
clearly doing lots of that sort of thing, aren't you, at the moment? If you're trying to get that sort of the other businesses that are trying to create online communities, like you've obviously really invested in this sort of thing and had lots of success, it's a challenge because there's a lot of competition for what's online, isn't there, as well, in terms of, I've just said we're not competing, but I suppose everyone's competing for space and time. Have you got any tips for how people, if people are trying to generate a thriving community or just get more engaged in them, what sort of things, or what's the common challenges and obstacles that they might overcome?
I think the first one is overcoming this idea that it is competition, you are competing. Come on, it's 2024, right? There's enough room out there for everybody. Be collaborative. I'm a big believer in karma. I've always run my businesses based on karma. Be good to other people and they'll be good back to you. Well, it'll come back at some point. You don't need to be competitive. So I think that's a big one. Another one is diversifying the sort of content that you're sharing with your community. So, in my case, I love doing in-person events. I love doing podcasts. I venture into YouTube sometimes and doing webinars and whatnot as well. And of course, the written form in terms of articles and guest posts. Get out there into lots of different places. You're going to get way more touch points then. You're going to reach more people and you're going to be more inviting.
On that point about YouTube, we have both had a chuckle. That lots, I mean, I know lots of podcasts do YouTube, and occasionally I do the HR Uprising one, but we both went, okay, I've got to do my hair. I've got to take my hat off. We're sticking with audio only. We have hair for radio or podcast only today, in terms of that. But more seriously, would you say of all of the different platforms, people are time poor. Obviously, we're both fans of podcasts. I listen to loads of podcasts, and I don't necessarily watch them on YouTube, but I know that that's one of the fastest growing areas. I saw someone was saying something about TikTok. Yeah, that, it's a challenge really as to where people should focus and do focus. So from a point of view, if we've got time poor HR professionals out here who want to get the best quality content, where would you recommend in terms of the various channels?
Well, I think firstly, you can repurpose a lot of the content that you create. Okay, so you and I, we record episodes for our respective audio podcasts, and then from there you can create sound bites. Perhaps you leave the video on, and you can create some short videos as well. The shorts on the platform such as TikTok are increasingly popular. I myself am guilty of falling into a YouTube black hole on the weekend when I've got a spare hour or something. So that can be quite powerful. But in my case, and I suspect in your case too, it all starts at the center of that. It's that audio conversation that you're having with the video still turned on, if you want to use that content later on. And on the back of that, you can transcribe your content, so then you've got a nice long form, perhaps 2 or 3,000 words that can be cut up and used on social media or used in different blog posts. So there are lots of different ways to do that. But I'd say, pick something that you really enjoy and don't have the mind frame that you're just doing that one thing, because actually you can repurpose that and use that in lots of different ways.
And if in terms of finding content, would you say that sort of HR content is predominantly on YouTube or TikTok or just online? Where would you say that it is more commonly the best quality information is?
Say LinkedIn. That's
Yeah.
where most of the HR cool kids hang out, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's everywhere right now, but in terms of sheer numbers, the largest numbers of folks, if you're sharing content, if you're looking for one medium, I don't know why you'd look for one medium, but if you're looking for one particular channel, then it's LinkedIn. I think there's something very powerful about audio podcasts. Again, I would say that, but it's such an active way of consuming content. You've got to search for a particular topic or whatever on Spotify or whatever you use. Then you've got to dedicate 15, 20 minutes, say, to listening to that, as opposed to one of these short videos. And you're subscribing as well. So I think that's a powerful way for getting to people. And it's certainly, as the consumer, you're pretty dedicated if you're doing that. So on the audio podcast side of things, I mean, most people hang about on Apple, I think, but Spotify, Stitcher, these are the other main channels where folks consume as podcasts.
Sure. Great. Thank you. So, I mean, I guess if people wanted to find out more about what you do, if they haven't come across anything, how can they connect with you and and do you want to just direct them at some of your fabulous content?
Yeah, thanks, Lucinda. So connect with me on LinkedIn. I've been harping on about how I think LinkedIn's important. So connect with me on LinkedIn. It's Bill Bannum. Or check out the HR Gazette. That's hr-gazette.com or hrgazette.com. Either redirects to the same place. Look up the Disrupt events as well, just Disrupt HR, including London, Manchester, Cambridge, Buffalo, and others. Or send me an email, bbannum@hr-gazette.com.
Brilliant. Bill, thank you so much for coming on and sharing with the HR Uprising listeners about all the fabulous content. And I think there's some great crossover between what we both do there that hopefully will add value to our respective listeners.
Thank you, Lucinda. I've got a lot of respect for the awesome content you're creating, so keep it up.
Brilliant. Thanks very much.
I really hope you found this week's episode useful and enjoyable. If you did, perhaps you could recommend us to a friend or colleague, or give us a review on your platform of choice. It really helps new listeners to find us. Now, you can access links to any of the information mentioned in this show via the website www.hruprising.com. Further free resources are also available at www.actus.co.uk. There you can also find out more about our software and training solutions. Finally, why not join our LinkedIn group, The HR Uprising, to share ideas and collaborate with other like-minded people professionals. Thank you for listening to the HR Uprising podcast.